Texte numéro 15. At 101, his secret to happiness, making new friends. Paul Snyder walks around Kensington, Maryland, wearing a hat that reads, Made in 1921. It's a good conversation starter. At almost 102 years old, Snyder believes the secret to successful aging is making new friends. He befriends people wherever he goes. The grocery store, the doctor's office, church, the nail salon. Most people in his neighbourhood call him Grandpa Paul. At my age, most of your close friends have gone by, said Snyder, but you can keep making new ones. Some of his fondest bonds have been formed in recent years. Kira Luders is an example of a relatively new friendship in Snyder's life. Luders is president of the Residents Association, and from a local email group, she learned that it was Snyder's 100th birthday in 2021. Although she had never met him, she decided to hand-deliver a card to him. When Luders delivered her card, the two got to talking. I realised that he was a bird lover like I, so I started sharing my bird magazines with him and sending him emails about things that would interest him, Luders said. He's interested in everything. Snyder has lived alone since his wife Kay died in 2005. They were married for more than 60 years and have two sons together. He tries to fill his days with friends and family, and although his sons don't live nearby, they have a standing three-way FaceTime call on Tuesdays and Fridays. That's another thing that keeps me going, my boys, Snyder said. His sons taught him how to use an iPad, which helps him stay in touch with faraway friends and family members. He also tunes in virtually to services at his church, where he's been a member for 72 years. He has many friends there. Maintaining strong ties, or the relationships we have with family and close friends, is important to Snyder, but he also understands the value of what sociologists call weak ties, casual acquaintances, such as neighbours, store workers and bank tellers. Daily interactions like these, experts say, have significant effects on health and well-being. Every few months, Snyder stops at A&L Nails for a pedicure. They all recognise me. Whenever I get there, I say, Grandpa Paul is here, Snyder said. I love it. The feeling seems to be mutual. He's very happy and very nice, said Anna Nguyen, the owner of the salon. Snyder is realistic about the challenges of getting older, saying he tries to take life one day at a time. Mostly, though, he's just happy to be here. Everybody has been so nice, he said. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2023.